Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back. Seven to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend and great Brain Trust member, John Sculley, the CEO, former CEO of Pepsi-Cola and Apple, the author of Moonshot, a game-changing strategies to build billion-dollar businesses. Proud to say we helped him launch that a couple of years ago, and he's now the chairman and the chief marketing officer at a new company called RX Advance, which is growing like crazy, helping to bring marketplace solutions to the healthcare industry. And John, I want to thank you for being a leader in that. I mean that because you know how I feel about market-based solutions and the idea that we've got people out there like you who are basically saying you're not going around the infrastructure of healthcare with regard to the government, but you're trying to not let them get in your way too in providing solutions. So I congratulate you on that.
Well, Jim, when I first showed up at Apple when I was recruited there as the CEO back in the beginning of 1983, shortly afterwards I was having a late-night session with Bill Gates and Steve Jobs at the Macintosh Engineering Lab where they were creating the first Mac. And Bill and Steve were talking about their noble cause to change the world one person at a time with these incredible tools for the mind. And I'm sitting there listening to them, and I'm saying, noble cause? I've never heard the words noble cause in business before. I came out of the Cola Wars. And so as I understood what they were talking about, I said, you know, I'm going to focus at this point in my life, and I have for the last 10 years, focused on healthcare, because I think there's a noble cause to say, how do we fix America's healthcare system? And I believe the solutions are more in the hands of entrepreneurs and innovative technologies than it is in politicians who go to the extremes and can't agree on anything. So I'm doing what I'm doing.
I think you're right. And of course, this is what we're seeing is the digital world is going around the analog problem solvers. And we saw this when Microsoft was taken to court. They wound up losing that case 16 years ago. But by the time the gavel was dropped, the case was moot. Technology had gone around the issue.
And so that's the technology is changing so fast. We're living in what are called exponential times, accelerating rates of change. And the reality is that we've seen so many industries from financial services to telecommunications to e-commerce to media and entertainment who have adopted these new what are called cloud-based technologies, mobility, data analytics. And healthcare is this maybe the biggest industry in the United States, $3 trillion a year.
Right.
And it hasn't done that yet. And so my aspiration is to say, how do we, in the tech world, learn enough about the domain expertise of this incredibly complicated large industry of healthcare, and how do we get the healthcare people who understand the complexity of healthcare but don't understand the possibilities with cloud computing? And so I'm focused on where the money is, which are the 5% of the population who are, $1.5 trillion of the health spend. We're making some real impact, and at the same time, we think we're in a pretty exciting company, private company.
John, I want to change subject for a minute before we wrap up. I'm concerned that Wall Street is in a bubble. That the stock values are in a bubble level right now. They've gotten over exuberant because of the election. They're getting their profits right now. But out here on Main Street, John, the customers aren't ka-chinging the cash register yet. Optimism is up, but the spending is not. Two-thirds of my audience is not seeing anything significant yet. And I'm concerned over the next 3 to 6, 9 months, just about the time the economy gets going and small businesses start reaping some of the benefit of this change, that Wall Street will have a correction and set everything back. Now, I've got 30 seconds. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not an expert on stocks, but what I can tell you from personal experience, Wall Street is an insider's game. You know, they look out for themselves, and they do pretty darn well. They're part of the 1% that own most of the wealth in the country. Small and medium business is the savior for our future. It's where the economic growth is, where the jobs are. We've got to get rid of the strangling regulation. We've got to get rid of, you know, all of these, you know, burdens that are being placed on, you know, no access to growth capital. If we do that, the economy is going to do great, and I don't worry about the stock market.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and that's some great honesty out of you. Hey, John, will you come back soon?
Sure. Would love to, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Keep up the good work with your RX Advanced company. I'm excited to hear more about that soon.
Thank you very much, Jim.
John Sculley, ladies and gentlemen, is continuing to be a great leader in America. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.